This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins and A's play game two of their three-game series tonight in Sacramento, which is just a town away from Davis, California, home to Twins second baseman Ryan Kreidler, who hit a homer in last night's 9-6 series opening win. Manager Derek Shelton.
I know he had a bunch of people here from what I'd heard coming into it. His grandma was going to be here that, she had only seen him play one time. So for him to be able to hit a homer, I thought was really kind of special, and seemed like he had as many people here as anybody, which is anytime you come back to your hometown and you're able to do something, I think it's really cool.
First pitch tonight is 8:40. The Saints open a six-game series tonight in St. Paul against the Toledo Mud Hens. That first pitch is 7:07 at CHS Field. The Vikings continue training camp. They've got an exhibition game in Denver on Friday. Left tackle Christian Darrisaw says left guard Donovan Jackson is improving and has grown in a lot of areas, including...
I'd probably say the classroom. He's always had the physical ability, athletic. Now, like, the game is slowing down for him. Mm-hmm. I know how it was my first year. He's just coming right in. He's expected to do a lot. And he's at the position, offensive line, translating from college to NFL. It's not easy. So just having that year behind him and able to watch film and see himself and just having that year too, man, it's definitely going to pay off for him.
On to college football. The Gophers have their season opener 1 week from Thursday, and head coach P.J. Fleck, as you'd expect, says he's looking forward to that September 3rd opener.
I've always loved playing on Thursday night to open the season, and I think it also, when you look at it, we only have one bye week this year, and I'm not saying it's a bye week going into week two, but you have 10 days, so you're going to do everything you can to use those 3 days to get ahead on your next opponent, but you got to kind of look at it as that's the only time you get a little extra time during the season besides a bye week, so I think it's really positive for us.
And that week two opponent just happens to be from the SEC in Mississippi State. For more Minnesota sports info, follow us on X @Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.